DLGaming.net presents the Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic. Flopsy.
I think that what we need to take out of that is that you're a weird dude.
Your host, Robert Digital.
I think this is a worse idea than Evolve 2.
And
Smoochie.
How you doing?
I'm doing very sober.
Okay, cool.
Now, turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
I'm Chi.
This is Chad.
And Emilio.
It was a pretty good one,
guys. Yeah, we got a nice little rhythm on that.
The first good one we've had.
And then ruined it by saying it was
a good one. Because Emilio wasn't second.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, you gotta put him last because he takes a little bit to catch on.
This is my shocked face.
His mouth was so wide open. It was like he was ready to swallow his whole mic.
Yeah. All right, what are we talking about?
New Patreons coming through this week. Mikhail.
Yeah. I think Mikhail.
I got stories for days about this guy. He is maybe my new favorite dude. And then also the other Barry.
Who you said was...
I forget who he is. But let us know if it's important to you. But you know who you are, and that's what's important.
Thank you very much, guys. We appreciate it.
Everybody, and we're getting close to thinking about what we're going to do. We know what we want to do. We want that studio, and we're getting close to renting one, so we need more money. Thanks. Okay, cool. Let's move.
All right. As some people have already noticed, we've had some changes in the Discord. This is a work in progress, still happening. So let's just explain a few things, because apparently that's how our Discord works, is nothing is obvious. It needs to be explained.
He doesn't sound bitter about this at all.
The Hangout is... We have two general chats now. No more NSFW, but we do have two general chats. One is the new For Everybody channel called The Hangout. And the other one is We Are Adults. And that's more like your classic vintage DLG that you all know and love. So, you know, take your pick. Pick your side.
Yes, but... keep in mind, The Hangout, we need to keep it clean, fellas, so and girls, too. So if you're in The Hangout and not keeping it clean, there will be repercussions. Please just move it to the We Are Adults. Please let us have The Hangout as just an open forum for anybody that wants to go in, and anybody can game and discuss, please.
And the rules in We Are Adults will be set by me. If I am offended, you will be let know.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah. That is really hard to do.
One more thing I want to point out.
Great. Great, guys.
But don't tempt him.
My eyes are going to be raped. Yeah. Thank you.
One more thing we want to point out is the text channel for the live podcast. So what we're going to do is, when we have the live podcast on Discord, we are going to be in the text channel, and people are going to be posting stuff like funny pictures of Emilio is what's popping up right now. And this is going to be around for a week. We will delete it when we start a new podcast, but for the whole following week. So say you listen to this a couple days after the episode's released, you want to see what those funny memes are we're laughing about in the text channel, you can go over to our Discord and check that out.
It's nice, because if you're listening to the podcast and following up on the things that were posted in chat, it's almost like reliving the barely reliving.
And I'm really excited about this, because as a probably the number one podcast listener here, like, I consume a ton. The number one thing I've always wanted was exactly that. Something that I could scroll down and click as they do it and then be part of the show. And that's basically, you could be part of the show after the fact.
It's
awesome.
Almost like a Twitch replay at this point, minus the video. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what I compared it to.
Yeah, so one small step at a time. Maybe eventually we'll get there.
Yeah, and we'll do our best to post things that we're talking about. So if we bring up a game and you're listening, this happens to me all the time. I'm driving, I'm listening, and they're talking about a game. I forget what it was, but I kind of remember the story. You can go back there and hopefully find a link to it.
And Bobby will be trying to add links as we're going, or Jens will, because Jens said he would do that as well. So hopefully links will be there on the live podcast.
Jens, I forgot to tell you, you're on link duty today. Successor, that's going to come when we get our studio.
Explain what his question is for the people that are listening.
Thank you. When will video come? Full-on video will come when we have our studio, and our studio should come in the next coming months. Probably less than 3 months, I would imagine.
Before fall.
Before fall.
Yep.
Cool.
That means we're all going to have to not only put in effort
look good.
To make the episode good. Yeah, not only
stop
the sound
eating like shit.
But yeah, stop eating that like summer shit. Workout plan, that beach
yeah.
body.
Yeah,
that's not true if you don't give a fuck.
Cool. What do we got next?
All right, so let's talk about games that are coming up on the radar. Gigantic finally gets a release date of July 20th, very soon.
Oh, that's exciting. The reason I installed Windows 10 was to play Gigantic.
Wow.
I have,
yeah, they had that thing where you had Windows 10.
Yeah, I have a friend who is very close with the developers of Gigantic, and he almost was actually onboarded and hired to work on the game with them. So he's been pushing me to play Gigantic, but I at least have been watching his streams, and it looks like a really fun MOBA. The art style is very light, which is very different, and the pace, and it's got a lot of mobility in it. So mm-hmm. I think it's almost like a merger of Smite. Yeah, a merger of a Smite. And your classic MOBA elements, but more mobility, and it's beautiful.
Well
so.
Said. I think that's pretty much, you summed it up. That's exactly
Fest,
pretty much
Fest
what it is.
Fest is making a good point. It is kind of similar to Battleborn, and Battleborn is also free to play as well, so you can check out Battleborn. And then Gigantic, is that free to play, or is that...
Let me jump in
real quick. Now that Battleborn is free to play, they just instituted a new game mode, is PvP, which they didn't have before. So... Now well, that
they had a MOBA style with PvP,
now it's a straight PvP.
Oh, like an arena style.
I believe so. That's cool. What they said.
Oh, it looks like Gigantic will be free to play. That's exciting news. I will be playing this game.
Well, I played this. I've been in the beta of this thing forever, and I played it a long, long time ago, like almost a year ago, I think.
Yeah.
And it was fun, it was but fun. It wasn't. It didn't blow me away at the time.
I mean, we had 2 days to play it, too.
Yeah,
and it was
for sure.
Super early. The reason it's in the news and on the radar is because we've been talking about this game for 3 years.
I thought it was vaporware. I didn't think it was ever going to come out early.
And here it is, hopefully. The only thing she didn't mention was the giant giants that are walking down.
That are the name of the title.
Yeah, and there's like this Godzilla-type thing going down the map. And instead
each of
it,
them. You have two teams that they're coming at each other, right?
And instead of moving minions forward, you're moving one minion forward. So it's almost like you're the minions, really.
Sort of,
if you were to think about it. And that's the thing. So they fight, and you kind of... You
assist your giants.
Yeah, it's almost like a boss fight and a MOBA.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's a cool
that's
concept.
Pretty cool.
It's
yeah.
a cool concept.
Is that kind of like...
What was the minimum?
Remember when the original Dota came out? It was... Well, I feel like it was, or not Dota, but maybe in Warcraft, it's like assisting the hero. You're kind of following him and making sure that he's well supported.
Exactly.
I have never played Gigantic, but this is just
now you
all
have
that
Windows 10, so you have no more excuses.
Exactly.
Boom. Moving on.
All right, Arma 3 gets a huge free update with a new island and a new 5v5 mode. You think they're trying to get that crowd back from PUBG? Yeah.
Probably. The 5v5 mode. Well, they already had a PUBG mode. They already had a PUBG mode, right? Well, Arma's known for these like gigantic battles.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You can basically do whatever you want. There's already been 5v5, but now it's going to be
an official one, huh?
Yeah, and it's randomized. So it's 5v5, random city, random objectives, random everything,
and you just
go into it. So that part's cool of it, and the what makes it huge is there's a brand new island in a game that only, I believe, has two islands.
Mm.
So now there's a third island for free. And exactly, more PUBG people coming back.
I wouldn't doubt that Armor 3 is an amazing game. Again, yet again, another game that I should have played but have only spectated on Twitch.
We all feel the same way, yeah.
Yeah.
The number one reason why I've never been interested in playing Armor 3 is because I feel like my games are going to last an eternity and a day.
Yeah, that's my thing, too.
And the learning curve itself... The learning curve for PUBG is like, jump in my game, just follow us,
and then we'll figure.
Yeah, we'll die and learn as we go.
Yeah.
With Armor 3, I feel like there is just so many different things in order to transition the game and feel like you're playing
it
right.
Fun learning versus technical learning.
Yeah,
right?
It's more like I'm really nervous about going into Arma 3 because I don't want to be a downside for my team until I get up to speed.
Oh, well, that's going to happen
regardless. And when you're in... Yeah, it's true. But when you're in PUBG and you're playing with just your friends, You don't care if you're a downside on a team, but in
as
our
as long as you get your one kill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Chatty?
As long as I kill one, you guys handle the other 95. We're all good. But we do have quite a few. We have a couple people that play
PUBG religiously.
Not PUBG. I'm talking about Arma 3.
Oh,
we
Arma
do have
3.
A, we have a couple people that play Arma 3. So if you do are interested in playing Arma 3, I recommend you guys join our Discord channel and hit us up because there are some that play.
Speaking of PUBG. PUBG eventually, there's no date on this because the next update is going to have climbing, vaulting, and weather effects. I think we covered that. But then eventually there's going to be zombie servers. They haven't talked a lot about how this is going to work. But apparently, if you're part of a squad and you get turned into a zombie, you're now on the zombie team, and now you're against your squad.
No.
So, like... Ray, who is Mr. F and Sweet and probably the most PUBG playing guy on our server.
We got quite a few that only play
him
PUBG.
And Danielson are, I mean, these guys are serving up chicken dinners like it's fucking Arby's.
By the way, since you name dropped Ray.
You picked the one place. Roast beef. I know, dude.
Not even KFC?
I had Georgia Gold today. I had KFC. Oh, this is so bad. I've been trying to diet, but I was on vacation this weekend, so I'm still within my 24-hour cheat window, and I ate some KFC today. So I had my chicken.
I don't go KFC on my cheat dinner, meal, that's guys. For sure.
Have you tasted Georgia Gold?
He looked.
It's delicious.
What is Georgia Gold?
It's like
it sounds like a strain of weed.
Sweet.
Is it a strain of weed?
It's like it's crispy chicken with like sweet honey mustard and pickles on top.
Ooh. I'm
everything
I'm
with a pickle
that.
Is better. But anyways, sorry. You mentioned Mr. Effing Sweet.
Yeah, he was saying like, okay, there's a certain point where I played this for six hours, and I'm like, okay, I'm kind of getting kind of bored. But now when you hit that six-hour mark, you're going to be like, let's go play Zombie Bud. And now you could just do this for a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I can't wait for this.
Yeah, and big shout-out to him, too, because he's been he's picked up streaming, and probably further in the works we'll have more on, like, maybe a deal network when it comes to Twitch.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit later about that.
Yeah, and I did drop by his stream, and I think he was so enthralled with the game, he didn't get to respond to my messages, but I was kind of harsh
on his stream
criticism. But, yeah, no, big shout-out to you, Ray. Sorry if I was kind of rude.
But you are kind of our expert on stream stuff, and so I do... I encourage you to help our listeners out if they're streaming. Give them some suggestions and shit.
Next up is
like
Beyond,
start streaming. I will troll you basically. Yeah.
Beyond Good and Evil 2. This is one of the big things. There a few of these
That's
things
true,
are from
Fig.
E3.
He's a jerk.
What?
No, I was responding to FigSec.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did it while I was talking.
Yeah. You were talking?
Yeah. And I'm glad I was talking when Bobby was supposed to be saying this.
Yeah.
So we're all doing what we're supposed to do. Beyond Good and Evil 2 got a lot of hype at E3. I don't know what Beyond Good and Evil 1 was.
We talked about this at E3, though. Is there something new?
What?
We talked
he was
about
so
how much
drunk.
Did
you cover it, we already covered PUBG and Zombies last week.
Do you know what it is?
Beyond Good and Evil we covered last week.
Oh, what did you say last week?
I think he was blacked out our last
we
podcast.
Watched a video.
Because this is all...
Remember
what did that tell us about the game? I watched the video today.
Okay. Tell us about the game.
Okay.
Please.
It's a game that's promising way too much. It's promising everything that No Man's Sky was promising. It's promising stuff that Minecraft promises. It promises stuff that, all this stuff. Like, you can take off from one planet, go to another planet seamlessly. And and if you read the article on PC Gamer, like, I completely agree with exactly what that article said. And this is why I'm reiterating exactly what he said. It's like... If you pull it off, that's fantastic, but you literally are saying exactly what they said, word for word, game by game, all these grandiose ideas. If you watch the trailer, it's like a very, very well done trailer, and there's you can do a bunch of hype about it, but basically you're a space pirate, and you're going from planet to planet, but it's almost like... Star Citizen, where like they're promising all these things, but they don't have that sort of money or funding. So I don't know if they pull it off. It sounds amazing, but I feel like they're shooting for the stars.
Wait, isn't this Ubisoft?
Yeah, it's Ubisoft.
Okay.
But that doesn't say that they can't make bad games.
The thing about it is the first Beyond Good and Evil has such a good reputation going for it, almost like with the Mass Effect series. If they do anything like what Andromeda did, it will completely butcher the name of the game's name.
Yeah, but at the same respect, they haven't done anything for 10 years for Beyond Good and Evil, so if they butcher it doing two, so be it. Like, it'll just be a lost, it'll be a lost IP.
I'm to the point where IPs don't mean anything to me. Like, I don't care that...
Really?
Yeah.
Binding of Isaac, Afterbirth Plus, you don't care?
Well, that's DLC. It's different.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Now, Rebirth?
A DLC.
Rebirth Plus. XCOM Edition.
All right.
Really? You don't care about IPs?
I don't care about
it. Okay, fair enough.
If you have one thing and then so many things happen between part one and part two.
Bobby, by the way.
No, I love
Assassin's Creed Black Flag, but fuck IP.
No. There's a difference.
Oh, there's a difference.
I could be excited and want to play it. Bobby doesn't want to be excited or want to play it. But it stands on its own. Part two of anything stands on its own, and it has nothing to do with part one unless the story is super strong and there's a cliffhanger. But besides that, everything, because it's probably a whole new team of people, and it's probably a whole new studio, and it's probably a whole new part of the world. And, like, who cares? Like, people saying that, oh, I can't wait for the new Mass Effect. Guess what? It's been fucking X amount of years. It's a new team. It's a new studio, new hardware, new everything. Basically, the only thing that's transferring over is a general play type and the name.
No, and the studio, generally.
Yeah, but studios now, the big studios have multiple studios.
I know. That's why it's important when you're looking at games to know which studio and which group of the studio is developing a game.
All I'm saying is every game should be taken on its own accord and standalone.
When you talk about these big studios, though, I think it's difficult to attribute qualities to each studio. Maybe that's just me, but it's so hard to be an auteur game developer unless you're working on a solo project. Because there was this book that I read, Video Games and Why They Matter, and the guy was talking about how he met someone who worked on Call of Duty, and he was very excited to meet someone who worked on it, and he's like, oh, what'd you do? He's like, oh, well, I made the smoke. In Call of Duty. Like, that was this guy's...
That was beautiful smoke. Did you see that smoke? But, Blew me the fuck away.
It was a smoke show.
It was a smoke show.
But I feel like it's like that when you get to these big developers. It's just so general and vague. And if you have a game like Stardew Valley that's made by one person or Binding of Isaac, then you see the personality come out. And then if that guy says, hey, I'm making a new game, then you say, that was the one guy that made that one game, so the next game he makes, I'm probably going to like. But if it's like, oh, Ubisoft's coming out with another game, like I say, I hear that and I think, okay, that's going to have a certain amount of quality or standards, but I don't really see that as like, oh, that's going to have a certain style or a certain personality to it.
You're saying we shouldn't even look at what developer it is or what publisher it makes because it doesn't make any difference.
I think it does, but I don't.
Is that what you guys are saying?
The opposite.
If anything, it gives a grounds or a set of standards in terms of like expectations.
Yeah. Ubisoft.
At least you're going to have a good UI. It's going to have this certain level of graphics.
Well, I see
what you're saying.
You guys seem to think like Andromeda like completely missed the boat. That was still a really good game. Even if it looked like it was fucking four googly eyes staring at each other.
Yeah.
Like there were still really good things about it. Blizzard is not going to make a shit product and just shoot out shit. Say what you want about Overwatch or Heroes of the Storm or Hearthstone. You might hate the game, but a ton of people like the game. And I'm just saying like, You have to count on something. What do you look at to compare? Because you can't just buy the game. Oh, am I supposed to trust a trailer?
I don't know how to articulate.
Yeah, do not trust the trailer.
So every single iteration of every game should stand on its own. I don't care what.
But you have to pull some. You have to determine: am I buying this or not?
It could be a different studio. That happens a lot too.
Just answer the question: how do you determine how to buy a game or not?
A combination of PC gaming podcasts like this one.
Okay, fair enough. Listen to us. That's a good answer.
Gameplay footage is probably number one, I would say.
I don't care. If they put shit in a box and sold it by Blizzard, I would buy it the first time because they have never steered me
wrong. They're also the exception. Nobody else is like them. Except for maybe Steam, but they don't make...
For the most part, I will buy a Ubisoft game and not have any qualms about it.
Dude.
What's the last game that has been shit from Ubisoft? Shit.
The last three.
Like you don't feel like it was worth your money.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad we had that discussion.
All right. Breakaway is a game that I wanted to bring up. Someone I play Heroes of the Storm with had mentioned this game to me, and I looked into it, and it reminded me a little bit of Smite, but kind of more of an arena style. So I don't know. Have you guys heard about this game? I was surprised that I had not. It is...
You're in the wrong...
Yeah, I know. I'm bringing it up here.
Jens, can you bring that up? I don't know what this
Breakaway.
Looks like.
And he's been doing good. For the beta right now. It's not open just yet, but let me scroll down so you can see some screenshots. And the reason this reminded me of Smite was because it looked MOBA-esque with a third-person point of view. Mm. But also, when I looked it up on YouTube, you know who had a lot of gameplay videos was DM Brandon, who is a pretty big figurehead in the Smite community.
Oh, okay. Who's publishing it? Because that matters a lot to me.
No,
because
it doesn't matter at all.
Oh, it's an Amazon Game Studios. Yeah, oh, Amazon this is the Game one Studios. With the ball that they showed for what was right? This is the one that has the ball.
Yeah, where it's
like a sport.
We spoke
almost
about this a little bit.
Yeah, which one was this?
I've got two balls. Nobody's fucking making a big
They actually
about me.
Had.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
believe they
you're
had right. this. At,
that guy looks like a Wheelish.
I believe they had this demo at TwitchCon too. Last time I went.
Oh, I think that was it. Was that TwitchCon that had this?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. More questions than answers, everyone.
Okay. Yeah, I remember us talking about this some, and it's almost like a sport, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm assuming this is going to be a free to play game. So I did sign up for the beta, and hopefully when they open that up, I'll get in and I'll be able to talk more about it. But it looks like, from what I can infer from the gameplay, that the rounds are short. It almost reminded me of Battle Rite, but from a Smite perspective more.
It almost looks like Blitzball from Final Fantasy X, too.
Yeah.
Except, of course, in a MOBA setting.
This is really weird looking. I'm not sure if I have any interest in this game.
Yeah, what's that game where it was a game show and they had like bodybuilders versus normal people?
American Gladiators.
Yeah, American Gladiators. That's what it looks like to me. Yeah.
This looks like...
To be honest, I hate games with balls. Like,
wow.
With
wow.
any
I
like,
want you
ball,
to save
like,
that audio.
I hate sports games. I hate Rocket League. And you
really?
Throw a ball
wow.
in the middle of a MOBA, and a
so
MOBA platform? Hell no.
This reminds me of... What was the battleground in WoW... Where you had the flag, it was the capture the flag one.
Warsong Gulch.
Yeah. This reminds me of Warsong Gulch.
No.
But instead of them dying if they get
the
hit.
The ball does not reset. The ball stays on the field.
Yeah.
It's a little Quidditch, if you ask me.
Let's come back to this game later when we
exactly
know.
That's exactly the word that was used when someone had, the guy I play Heroes of the Storm with had mentioned this game to me. He's like, it's like Quidditch. But I'm not too familiar with Harry Potter, so I think that reference was lost on me.
And just to... everybody's on the page with Discord. When you go to our link where it recaps our whole podcast, this one. So this is kind of going to be like the We Are Adults. There's a bunch of cocks and keks being penetrated. So just so you know, be ready for that if you click on that link.
And your Discord. Did we ever mention our Discord can be found at dlgaming.net? There's a link there.
Yeah.
What's that link again?
DLGaming.net.
That's where everything is. Everything
right.
that we have.
Should we get into the big story?
Yeah, let's do it, because it's going to be a lot of stuff. Sorry, I wasn't speaking to the mic for half that sentence. The Steam Summer Sale has begun. So now, just before you guys jump in with all your deals and games you should be buying, I want to talk for a minute about the card system. So if you were following my directions the last 2 weeks, you've been
I am paying
Steam
close
Idol
attention
Master.
To this, Senpai.
So you've been running Steam Idol Master, you've been getting all those card drops, and now that the Steam sale is on, then when you craft cards, instead of getting a coupon, you now get a holiday card, which you can then craft as well. So this is the time to be crafting your cards. You want to go to steam.tools and click on the cards link, and then you can sort those by what the cheapest cards are to craft. Reference my video on our YouTube channel. It'll explain it all on there. You basically want to do exactly how that video outlines and craft the cheapest cards. And as you craft those, you get cards for the holiday card set, and you can craft those as well. You keep crafting. You can keep the emoticons and the wallpapers if you want, or just turn them into gems, which you can use to buy more card packs and then craft those. You just want to start crafting at this point, and that will raise your raise the XP and give you more levels on your Steam account, which gives you more showcases to show off cool things, and will also increase your friend level account. So that being said, I'm kind of over this whole thing. I think it's because I...
What is your level at? Like three. Are you still in the top 100, Bobby?
You know, I think a lot of people are over it, because even the people that on my Steam friends list who are higher, very high rated and always crafting these times, a lot of them have stopped. Palm Desert, who was the number one Steam account for years, has stopped crafting. The last sale was the last one where he stopped. The person who was the highest, this guy in Germany, I think he's the highest level Steam account now. He's only raised about 20 levels. It gets exponential to get XP. So, for instance, I think I've spent about $50 on cards so far, and I've gained 2 levels.
Wait, this Steam
this
sale?
I've spent $50 on cards. I've gained about 2 or 3 levels.
Okay, can I say stop spending money?
That's what he's just saying right now.
Whereas for someone like me, back in your level 20 days, how much money do you think it would spend to boost that up?
Oh, wow. You know, I had the exact calculations before, but of course it's all changed. It's super cheap now. It's way cheaper than it was when I first started crafting. So $50 now, if you were at like level 5 and you spent $50, that would take you really far, maybe even to like level 100.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd have to run the numbers on that. If you go to steam.tools and you click on the cards, it actually will give you a graph of like, if I spend this much, this is what level I'll be. Or if I want to reach
Is that a website or is that connected to the Steam?
That's a website, steam.tools.
Like .tools is the... URL ending?
Yeah, the TLD, the top level domain. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Instead of .com, it's .tools.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, check out that website. The problem with that website is it is constantly getting DDoSed, and this is ran by one guy who did it as kind of a project a couple years ago, and he doesn't make any money off of it, and it's not really worth it for him to invest the time or energy or resources into preventing all this. So if you put in your Steam ID and try to load your data in there, a lot of times it'll say private inventory, and you've got to refresh it, and sometimes you have to do that like 20, 50 times before it finally kicks in and actually works. So it is a great site, but unfortunately, sometimes it's not functional. But yeah, if you are low level, then... spend like $20 and watch my video and then just get a bunch of levels so you can dress up your Steam profile and have a few more friends.
Can I watch your video and then spend $20? Because it seems
like you can do that too.
That's probably the better. I
thought you were making a new video. Is that still in the works?
It is in the works. The problem is
I'm calling you out right now.
Gather footage during the sale. And then I can make the video. So it may not come out in time, but it will be good for a reference for people doing it in the future.
But what's interesting is, like, the guy making the video is not interested in what he's doing anymore. So the passion's all out of it.
Yeah.
He's like, so what you want to do here is lose your soul and then spend thousands of dollars that
you know why he's tired of doing it? He's tired of his Steam crashing every single time he wants to use an emoticon.
Yeah, that is a downside. I mean, really,
that is a downside.
It's a lot of clicking. I have to buy a lot of different cards, and I have to craft them. It's a lot of clicking. And part of it, if you craft, like, say I just bought the holiday cards, you can get an unlimited amount of those and craft those. For a game, you can only craft 5 sets of the cards. But for the holiday cards, you can craft unlimited amounts. So what people do who just want to waste money, this isn't the most efficient way to do it, but people who have a lot of money will just buy a ton of holiday cards, and then you can use an app like iMacros is the one that I use on Chrome. And that what that does, this is a great tool in general.
Clicks for you.
Well, you do something. You hit record, and then you do something, and then you hit stop, and then you hit play, and it does that thing. And you can loop it. So I record myself crafting one card, and then I say loop this 100 times, and then it goes brrr, and it just does all that for me. But I can only do that once per page. So
I wish I could do that for stroking.
Yeah. So I will next week. I will definitely follow up on this. I recently installed Idle Master, and fair warning to anyone that is doing that: sign off of friends when you run Idle Master, because it's going to spam their notifications that you're playing 50 different games all at once.
Yeah.
So, Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. Oh, so yeah, I got a lot of complaints about there that people just messaging me and just going, "What the F are you doing?"
You got hacked or something.
You can say fuck. It's a, it's a family-friendly podcast.
Well, I think you should turn off your notifications anyway. It doesn't pop up and tell me, "Hey, this person's playing this game."
Yeah,
I
mean, but that's like 1,000 friends list problems that you have. Yeah, most people, on average, I would say that probably
have real friends.
Like me, like I think I have an I don't think I have an excessive amount of friends, but. My Steam account is 13 years old, and I have 350, and I am constantly deleting people.
350, that's way weak. You gotta get those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
This is Chad and his, how many friends?
Bobby's beyond first world problems.
If I have 20.
Bobby's beyond first world problems. Bobby's in beta world problems. Beta, maybe even alpha world problems.
Yeah, but no, I'm excited to try this, Bobby, because I think I've been bugging you forever, and I think the reason why you haven't noticed or paid attention to, like, you know, my needs are because you were waiting for the Steam summer sale.
I've got a question. When's the last time Chi and Bobby have directly communicated on?
They do. We saw it up on the Discord.
Directly.
Oh,
on the podcast?
We went to GameSync together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, months ago. Months ago.
Hey, let's get into games.
All right, let's go.
Can we? All right, Steam sale. Can we talk about what we bought first?
Sure.
All right, who wants to go first? I'll go first because I've only bought one thing.
Yes,
but. What is there left to buy?
Yeah, what is there left to buy?
I bought a documentary on what was the game Broken Age, or the making of that
Double Fine.
It was a Double Fine Studios documentary. I don't know if it's specifically on Broken Age. I think it might have been the one that they, part of their Kickstarter thing, like they said they would make this if they hit a stretch goal. That's the only thing I bought so far.
How much was that?
$2-3.
Are you happy with the purchase?
Two-part. I haven't watched it yet.
Ooh, yeah, the Double Fine Adventure.
So glad you brought it up then.
The Grim Fandango behind the scenes was amazing. It's some of my favorite behind the scenes footage on game development in general. So I'm excited for this one.
Cool. All right, hopefully it'll be similar.
Chi said she didn't buy anything, right?
Chi, what's on the back of your CVS?
No, this is for other things.
These are my recommendations. Oh. Yeah, but
we're talking games for bought.
Yeah,
games
for
first.
Purchase, I have yet to buy anything. Anything on my wish list still costs over $30. I must have expensive taste.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't bought anything. And they're
fancy.
Yeah.
Amino?
I'm trying to look at my list. Okay, there it is. I spent $70, which 10 of them I'm going to be getting back because I'm going to be putting getting a refund on that. So God Robot is a RPG.
You have the worst taste, by the way. How much was this?
Fuck, I can't remember all the prices. God Robot was like $3, I think. It's an RPG floating around, spaceship, kind of like a shmup maybe. But with roguelike elements.
God Robot or Good Robot, sir?
I think it's God.
Yeah, God Robot.
Yeah, God Robot.
I already have
Yeah,
this.
So you're floating
It says Good
around.
Robot.
What?
Are you guys reading?
No, those are eyes in the O.
The name says Good Robot.
Oh, I see. Good
Oh,
robot.
It is Good Robot.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
That's very confusing.
Okay, so this one's...
Gee, you're the best. I'm so glad you're here.
This one's garbage. What's next?
It's not garbage. It looks cool.
What's next?
Can we go back to the list, Bobby?
If it's in my library and I don't know about it, then it's garbage.
Oh,
it's something I got in a bundle and didn't even
Emilio bought it because it looks like Binding of Isaac.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why he bought
it. It's a roguelike.
Okay.
And moving on.
Moving on.
I didn't know this was going to be complicated for you, Emilio, but it is.
All right. Hive is an RTS that's single player only. You take control of like a insect swarm that's trying to kind of take over a jungle or like a jungle planet. So you're starting off, you're a queen, you make soldiers, all this stuff. What made this interesting to me was...
Sounds like Ender's Game.
No. Well, maybe the opponents, yeah. The whatever they are. But you're trying to take over this planet. What I liked about this was that I could put it on easy. I don't have to play other people. It's an RTS, which I like RTSs. I'm just really bad at them. So I could just like tone it down, hopefully. It's very story oriented. So that's why I picked this one up. I also bought Forts, which
we tried to boot up and it was so bad. As soon as he booted it up, I said, this is a dumb game.
Well, Chad's
so.
An asshole and there's no local co-op. We try to do local co-op. There isn't, but what I did, the reason I bought it, Flying Hawaiian has 30 hours into this game. He suggested it to me.
Sorry, Flynn.
And it's exactly what I used to do when I was a kid. I would draw out, I would literally draw two mounds of dirt on a piece of paper and put guns wherever guns would fit and have them fight. Okay. And this is exactly what this is. It's exactly that. And I would do it for hours. So maybe there is a little bit of nostalgia in my heart. We'll see. I'll get back to you in a couple weeks. Besides that, I also bought Necronomicon. This is the one I'm probably going to be returning. Not because it's a bad game, but mostly because I'm just not a rhythm game player. For a rhythm game, it's a very good one, I think.
It's Metronomicon, by the way.
Metronomicon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you really like rhythm games.
It got a 79 on Metacritic.
No. It's everything that I bought is above, like, par for sure. But, I'm so invested in hitting the things on the beats that I can't pay attention to my player's heart health values or my special or which element the enemy is and what I'm supposed to be hitting with. All I can figure out is hit the beats, and I can't even do that right.
Is this so. The music RPG that plays like yes. Link yes. to the Past, but with music?
I
don't know what Link to the Past is.
Zelda. Hello.
No, I know.
Yeah, we're not console gamers.
No, I'm making a reference.
We don't know the reference.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Link to the Past, the one with like RPGs.
Is Link to the Past with the Arcana? No,
that's Wind Waker.
You know, Binding of Isaac has Link to the Past elements to it too. Sure. Yeah.
And then I go, "Oh, that's something I don't understand."
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. We haven't played consoles since Nintendo, right?
I mean, I know I don't talk that much sometimes on the podcast, but at least, you know, I make real gamer references.
Yes, this has been your best podcast so far.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right.
Sanctus Reach.
I didn't know you were going to go into details on each game.
Well, I only bought six games.
Okay.
Sanctus Reach is a... See how you made that longer? This would be a shorter segment if you didn't just say it. No, yeah, I know. But I got to bring it up because you brought it up last week.
Okay, now I'm bringing it up. It's going down this dark, dark hole.
But then if you bring it up, then I got to bring it. No, okay. All right. Sanctus Reach is a Warhammer 40K game.
This is the tabletop
But this is an exact replica of what I could not afford my entire life. You play it as you were playing.
This wasn't that much on sale. That's the problem with this one.
It was half off.
It was only 20% off.
20?
Yeah.
Well, I got it for... Yeah, this is my big splurge. It looks exactly like a tabletop. Even when the characters are moving, they made them move like they are figurines. Watching the videos. So I hope that I love this because I've always wanted to play tabletop. Warlock of Firetop Mountain is a board game, but it's single player. And you move along a little like Monopoly piece. And you're trying to get to the top of Fire Mountain. Something about it, especially the reviews, just sold me on it. I really like the look of it. And then the last one I bought was TTS, which is Tabletop Simulator. $9. People are playing it on Discord, so
that's on my. I should add that to
what
games of.
Do we know what they're doing this week for the Tabletop Simulator game?
Do not know.
It's probably something offensive that we can't say.
No, it's not like Hitler was right or whatever.
It's probably like fuck Filipinos or something.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What are you having against Filipinos?
You made me say it.
By the way, I am not Filipino.
No.
If you thought I was Filipino, I am not Filipino.
Damn it! I'm wrong again. Can I go over my games now?
Yeah,
are you done?
Yeah, I think I.
All right, I bought Dark Souls 3. It was 60% off, $23.99. I'm going to play the first level till I get to the first boss, then promptly quit the game.
Like when the first tier drops, that's when you quit, Chad.
That's pretty much it. But I've been saying I want to play Dark Souls 3 for the longest time.
I would love like a side by side.
Maybe
like Chad plays Dark Souls, Chi plays Dark Souls, and just see like how we handle like. All
maybe I'll try
things.
To Twitch stream it so people can see me rage quit. that might be humorous for one or two people.
That's so funny. You're not going to have a house next week, but next month. But yet you're going to be streaming.
I'll be able to stream more.
Oh, okay, cool.
And by more, I mean less or more than zero.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Next up is Rabby Ribby, which sounds ridiculous. You play as this like
That sounds, I hate to bring up the past, but that sounds like something that'd be on Chad's mobile corner, like some dumb mobile game.
Look it up, Bobby. Rabby Ribby.
No, it's there.
There it is.
All you have to do is click that. Beautiful link. Thank you, Jens.
This has a 98% positive. It was 30% off at $12.59.
How do you understand trolling?
What? Why?
The upvotes. They got to be trolls, dude.
No. This is 98% positive.
Yeah. Trolling.
Yeah, do you understand what trolling is? That hentai shit all the time.
Can you guys click on the link, please? Can you guys understand that this is not trolling? This is the farthest thing from trolling. Do you think 3,228 people?
Yeah.
Gave an upvote to this
easily, okay. Easily trolling. What?
All right, can I bring up something that was off the podcast?
Do it, Bobby.
You guys wanted to...
Get him!
When we were discussing Discord changes, you guys wanted to make it so everybody or anybody could make a voice channel on our Discord. Like anybody.
I did.
Just open it up.
I said that.
I was like, that's a terrible idea. And you guys both look at me and are like, what? Why?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why would that be a bad idea? To let anybody who happens to find our Discord make their own.
I mean, we did read the survey results and some of the open-ended survey options that you could have chose. The list went on and on. So
I feel like I'm having to explain the internet here.
I still don't see what the problem is.
Okay, but Rabby Ribby, why is this game so good?
It's so kawaii.
Yeah, it was a bullet hell Metroidvania. I just thought it was okay. Cool.
So it's not a.
It's like Weeaboo Bullet. What is it called?
I don't know.
No. What's the game called where it's like unlimited bullets and you're just shooting?
Bullet hell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Weeaboo Bullet Hell.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something that I was interested. And then the last three have all been recommendations from listeners that people have requested that somebody play. So I picked them up when they were on sale because I want to cater to the listeners. Deep Space Waifu, which will be fun.
Waifu.
Tales of Berseria, which was a recommendation that I play from Spunwire. Thank you, Spun. And then Thimbleweed Park, which was a recommendation by Jens, and I said I would hit that up as well. So I'm trying to cater to the listeners, and that's what I've bought. I almost bought Skullgirls.
So everybody's throwing recommendations of anything with anime girls at
no,
you?
No, that was the only one with...
Oh,
well,
okay.
Rabby Ribby was one I wanted to pick up, okay. But the Deep Space Waifu was definitely not. Well, sort of, I did, but whatever. That's another thing. Anyways, and then Skullgirls, you actually bought also, Emilio.
Only because Bobby's account was on.
But that's 70% off, 96 positive. If you like fighting games,
that game.
If you guys like fighting games, Skullgirls seems really good, and we played it. We'll
think it's
about later.
It's an exceptional fire game.
Yeah, didn't
game.
They actually have some of this at what's the fighter game?
Evo.
Evo. Yeah, they did a little bit of Skullgirls.
Chad and I played it about half an hour today. He went away, and I played for another half an hour. I'm not a great fighting game person, but I do enjoy them. This game have tons of frames. Like, the frames per second is just ridiculous. The art is really cool. The thing that I don't like about it, I don't even say I don't like about it. I just don't know if it was a good artistic choice. It's all girls, and they're all smoke shows. And it's just tits and ass everywhere. And I feel like maybe that took away... This is probably why I hadn't played Skullgirls until this point. Because I'm like, okay, this is obviously just a 13-year-old boy's wet dream, and like it can't be a good game. But but now after playing it, I know that it's a really good fighting game with tons of combos and all kinds of options. You could actually play a 3-man team versus a 1-man team, and that one person will be 3 times stronger than the 3-man team. You could, or a 2-man team, which is 2/3 or whatever. You could do a bunch of different options, combos. It's really responsive. Cool character animation. I like it. Just goes on and on. I like this more than probably Street Fighter V.
Wow.
If you were going to break it down just as a strict fighting game without any of the nostalgia, this is probably a better fighting game.
Fair enough.
That's awesome. Mm.
And like I said, $2.99 right now on the Steam Summer Sale.
Yep.
96% positive. Chi, I want you to go over your list because I don't think the CVS receipt's going to make it the whole podcast. Well, so we got to get to it.
No, here's the thing. My list, I did not actually buy any games yet, and it's very probable that I won't buy any games during.
You got plenty to play already.
There are games that I'm interested in purchasing, like Tabletop Simulator, Firewatch. It's $8.99. I might pick up that one, but I'm in that. I have such a long list of games I need to beat. Mm-hmm. Unless I actually know I'm going to play that game the second I purchase it, I probably won't purchase it at all. For me, all I did was kind of like look at the games that were on sale and really wanted to highlight the things that are like, wow, what a deal. A lot of the same games go on sale every year, like Saints Row, like a lot of like the bundles and everything else. So I kind of wanted to like pick out the games that are notable but not expected.
Okay.
Transistor is only $3 right now.
Mm-hmm. And Bastion as well.
Yep. And we always talk about those titles, but if you haven't actually played it for $3, you can't beat that.
Yeah, both of those games are awesome.
And then, of course, like, you know, some of the larger RPGs, Fallout New Vegas is only $2.50. I remember buying the collector's bundle of Fallout New Vegas. I really enjoyed that Fallout. And, of course, I got back into Talisman since I went on vacation. I played it on my cell phone a lot. So if you have yet to play Talisman, we still need to have a DL Gaming Talisman night.
Actually, what's the phone version of that? Like, are you playing against other people?
Yeah, you could play online or local co-op or the way my boyfriend and I play it, we actually make a private game online and we just join each other's.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so if you were going to play in like online, is like you take a turn and then you wait.
Yep.
Like and then 15 you, minutes?
No, not at all. Well, that's why I don't play with randoms.
Okay.
I imagine if you play with randoms, you don't know what you're doing. But if you're playing with somebody in the same room, but in an online game, like you could, and there's a timer where you could cap it at 30 seconds, 60 seconds for them to play their round. Yeah. So if they don't play their round, the AI will kick in and automatically play it for you.
The only problem with Talisman that we've had is
according to FigSack, it looks like they just had a Talisman night last night. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, guys, for playing Talisman. Too bad I wasn't around to join in. I will next time. Next
Talisman
opportunity.
Is a blast, guys. If you guys
and apparently you can play PC people on your phone and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. So, so for under $5, like even if I'm not going to play it anytime soon, I think those are some good titles for me. I think I have one more too that's under $5 that I highlighted. This one I kind of want to try out. It's called Ib and Ob. Have you guys ever heard of it?
It's fun.
Guess it's a co-op.
Did we play that?
Co-op puzzle game.
Me and Sam played.
Oh, you and Sam.
She was kind of underwhelmed by the simplicity of it. And then everything else is too difficult. So I'm like,
what?
Except for Binding of Isaac.
So it looks like it got great reviews. It came out many years ago. But anything to try out co-op, just in case.
Yeah, for sure.
Just in case we do actually get Mac set up for PC gaming, that would be fun. Yep. And then under $10, of course, the Bioshock series are always on sale. Bioshock Infinity is just $7.50. So if you never played Bioshock, might as well just jump in on the latest game and try it out. Stick of Truth.
Before Bioshock, they actually have the Bioshock Collection for $14.99, which includes Bioshock 1, 2, all the DLC, and Infinite.
And Infinite,
I believe.
As well.
So it's all of the Bioshock ones for $14.99.
Yeah, why not go for that?
Things that stuck out that I saw were Shadow of Mordor is...
Well, she's not done yet.
Shadow of Mordor.
She
got her $10 ones.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, Stick of Truth, because the new one is coming out. Yeah. So don't forget to check that one out, $7.50. And this one, Soma, that's one of the few games I beat, not recently, but one of the few games that I beat. Soma, $8.99. Buy it. Ooh. Play it. Love it. It's one of the best. It's not even that scary. It's just one of the most immersive... like storytelling immersion that I've had in a long time where I actually felt like I was the person, like the actual, like the role playing. It pulled me into that role playing element.
So just to follow it went from what is the one in the house with the girl?
Gone Home sucks.
And then that team went on to Soma?
No, is that right? Soma is the Insomnia peak.
So it was a different team.
The guys that made Amnesia.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Which is also in sale.
That's the Amnesia stuff.
Okay. But the Gone Home people
did
make.
Can I do mine?
All right.
Go for it.
Tacoma, which is coming out.
Tacoma is the gone home team. So I have my top 11 deals. I'm going to go through them quick. Shadows of Mordor Game of the Year Edition is $3.99, 80% off. Awesome game. Dishonor, some of these are going to be older, but these are deals. I think all these
deals.
Yeah, these are all at least 75% off. So Shadows of Mordor Game of the Year is $3.99, 80% off. Dishonored 2 is $2.49 at 75% off.
That's awesome.
That's Dishonored 1. That's the original one, which we like better than Dishonored 2.
Yep.
Faster Than Light is $2.49, 75% off. If you haven't played Faster Than Light, first of all, unfriend me. Second of all, buy Faster Than Light, and then you can re-friend me again. Next up, Brother is
a
Tale.
Can you afford to lose friends?
No, not really. I have 13. So I'll go down to 12. If you haven't played Fast and Light, though, I will go down to 12. Fast, lose my number, play the game, and then you can join up again. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons is $1.49. I bring this up because they've got another one that's in the works. We talked about during E3, which is
Escape. What kind of game is Brothers similar. Again?
You play as two brothers, but you control them both, sort of.
It's a bit of a walking simulator.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the way you control the characters is very unique. And it's a good story, too.
Yeah.
And it's very short. It's like 4 hours.
And it's $1.49. So if you haven't played it, play it. I wanted to bring up the Borderlands Triple Pack. It's 82% off. It's $21. And that includes Borderlands, Borderlands 2, and Borderlands, the pre-sequel. So if you haven't gotten into Borderlands, $21, right? For
and
that,
all the DLC is on sale.
And I think that includes most of the DLC as well. I don't know. $21, though, is really good. If you haven't played Portal 2, you can get it for $1.99 right now, which is 90% off. Or you can get the Portal bundle, which includes 1 and 2 for $2.23, which is 93% off. Or if
I thought that was bullshit until Jen said that he never played 1 or 2. I'm like, I guess we gotta bring this up.
Yeah. And then if you really want to get crazy, they have a Valve Complete Pack, which has everything Valve makes for $17, which is 91% off.
It used to be free.
Portal is such a classic game. I think I told you guys.
No, this is everything.
This
I pulled an all-nighter to almost beat Portal 2, and then like the next day I jump back in and beat the game. I did Portal 2 in one weekend.
It's a great game.
Portal 1 you could do in one sitting.
Gee, have you ever played the co-op?
Yes, I have, but I haven't beaten the co-op, so that's the only thing that I haven't completed.
Team building with Max. Just
I know, we just got to get him a computer. We got to get a studio and Max a computer, and then life will be complete.
Transition Bastion, Cheese already brought up. Mm-hmm. That is a great deal, $3. Both those games
brought
are
brought it up again. Thanks. Cool.
I'm listing all 11 of my 11 deals.
Okay, cool.
And you're making this longer.
Yeah.
Broforce.
That's what she said.
$3.74 for Broforce. If you are questioning Broforce, there's a free version. What's the free version? Expend the Bros.
Nice.
Expend the Bros. So if you want to try it out and see if Broforce.
If you don't want to commit $3.75.
Yeah, if you don't want to commit $3.75. Try out the Expendabros version, which is free, and see if you're into it.
On that note, so Chaz's like, dude, should I pick up Skullgirls? It's like $2.99. And I was like, well, does it meet our $1 per hour expectations? Will we play this for at least 3 hours so that it meets? And then his girlfriend is like, if you're curious, isn't it worth $3 just to play it? And we're like,
yeah, you're right.
All right, you got it.
No, and then we said, but Bobby's got it. So then why buy it when we can just play it on Bobby's account?
So we walk over to my computer and it says, buy now, after I install it, which means he's got something going on. So I text him and he's like, no, I freed up the games, whatever. I had already spent $2.99, so that's how little $2.99.
Yeah. Next one up, Civ 5 Complete is $12.27.
That's
includes
awesome.
All the expansions for Civ 5. That's 92% off, which I think is really good.
What
and Civ 5 is pretty good.
Since I recently got Civ 5, I should click on this and see
how much
more it would cost me to get all the DLC.
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Are you enjoying it?
So far I've enjoyed the tutorial.
Tutorial is a tight
That's
game.
That's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. BioShock was already brought up, but the last one I want to bring up is Life is Strange, $4.99, 75% off.
Fucking buy it. Here's
the thing. Episode 1 is actually free to play right now.
It always is.
Oh, it always is?
Episode 1 is always free.
Oh, okay. But just kidding.
I can't say. I hated episode one.
Yeah.
And I hated episode two, and then I loved three, four, and
it
five.
Just starts, it
Don't tell me this is just like 13 Reasons Why, where...
It is. It'll grow
where,
on you.
Like, it has to grow on you kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, those are my top 11 deals. I did the work for you, so you didn't have to do it. Just go through my list. If you don't have any of those games on the list, now's the time to go.
And then not only that, okay, little shout out to Chad's Mobile Corner. Reigns is on sale.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you don't remember, it's that like Tinder swiping.
Yeah, this is Reigns.
Play as the king.
Like
Reigns
is
R-E-I-G-N-S for $1.19. Definitely worth it at that price. That's a must buy. Well, during this podcast, I think I'm going to buy that game.
Cool.
So I think we just oversaturated everyone with a lot of choices here. Like, that's a lot to put on people. I think we need to sum it up. If there's one game that you guys think people should pick up, like, let's just say one hot deal that people should get on. I think, to me, the best deal I'm seeing on there, Doom for $14.99. That's an incredible game at an incredible price. I'd say grab that.
Although you still haven't finished it, correct?
Yeah. No, I'm getting back into it. I'm on vacation
now.
Oh,
yeah, cool. Can I see my list again, Bobby? Because I have stuff on there.
Shower with Your Dad. I've played that, actually.
Yeah, in real life.
Oh, wow.
Boom. I'm going to have to go with... It's a weird one, but I think I'm going to have to go with Metro Last Light and Metro 2033 for $7.50.
Both of them or each $7.50?
You get them both for $7.50.
Mm, that's not bad.
I really enjoyed 2033, and if Bobby's to be believed...
I saw that too. The Metro
Last Light's really, really good as well.
The Metro games I'd be interested in owning.
Really good games.
If I had to pick one, can you go back to my list?
Yeah, Bob? These are games I would purchase now and queue up for much later, especially knowing the price that they're at. I know I said I wouldn't buy games unless I knew I was ready to play them immediately. Metro, I would actually purchase and just let it sit until I'm ready for it.
No, interesting note, Metro Last Light was the last game that I ever played with NVIDIA 3D Vision. Played the whole game with it.
Mm. Awesome.
What's the 3D Vision?
3D gaming with the glasses and the screen.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
When I had
That's
that
crazy.
Set up.
I might go with the Tomb Raider, the reboot for $4.99 right now. I love that game. That game was awesome. I had a blast with it.
Holy shit.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is $23.99, and you can get the Tomb Raider collection for $103, which includes everything Tomb Raider, including Go. It's got Tomb Raider Go. It's got all the anniversary ones. It's got all the DLC.
I have a confession.
So if you haven't played any of the Tomb Raider,
I confess?
You've never played any of them.
I have never played any Tomb Raider.
Get the Tomb Raider reboot for $4.99 and give that one a go because that's a lot of fun.
Is that the original or is that the most current?
So Tomb Raider that came out what, 4 years ago? Mm-hmm. 3-4 years ago? And then Rise of the Tomb Raider was the one that just came out
sort of
recently.
And I guess I'm a very bad, like, generic female gamer because I just have never played
that game. Tomb Raider is awesome. And I think if the biggest savings, if I had to give one big savings, it would probably be the Shadows of Mordor Game of the Year edition for $4. That's really good.
That's pretty good. And what I was going to say was Darkest Dungeon. As far as dollar per hour, you could put 200 hours in Darkest Dungeon for $10.
And they're just doing their expansion. Their DLC is coming out really quick.
It's already out. The Crimson Court.
Yeah, is it out?
It's out for another $10. So you can get them both for $20. But it's not on sale yet.
Cool.
All right. So does that conclude our Steam Summer Sale Roundup?
I have to bring this up.
He's saying you talk way too much.
I just want to bring up one last one because of Jens, longtime listener. He loves Rocket League. If you Rocket League, I believe, is on sale for $12. $11.99. If you haven't played Rocket League, that's one of those games that you can just go in and play, and anybody can play that.
Yep.
Be like hitting balls around.
Yeah, and who 1800
doesn't? 1,800 hours Jens has played in.
Wow.
Got ball smacking there.
Yeah, he's got awesome.
By the way,
too.
He has a master's degree, so go fuck yourselves if you don't say you have time for gaming.
Cool.
Or he's on his working on it.
Did we talk enough about the summer sale, Bobby?
I think we did.
We missed a
section on cooperative.
Dude,
recommendations.
Chad's like, you got stuff on the summer sale? I was like, yeah, I got 3 that I would buy and like 6 that I bought. He's like, I have 60 games.
Yeah. And I went in, I checked out what the what the user feedback was for each game.
How much did you spend?
I was doing all your research.
How many games do you own, about 70 Chad? Bucks.
I own 46 games or so.
I am around 170. I think I have 176.
Bobby?
How many games do you own, Bobby? It was, 5,000? We discussed.
Yeah, we did.
Remember, you just bought one.
But when people, it doesn't count as a game. It's a documentary. It goes in the video section. It's not counted in the number, actually. But when people always ask me, you know, hey, what's good to buy on the Steam sale? It's like everything. Literally everything. And people, it's so hard to make recommendations, you know, because it's just so
No, it's not.
Deals.
I just did it. I just
wrong and wrong. Wrong on
minutes.
Both counts.
No, well, I'm erasing everything we just talked about, and here are the answers. What should I buy on the Steam sale? Answer number one, everything. Answer number two, nothing. You're going to buy it all, and you're not going to play any of it. So
During That's the true. Steam sale, you have to YouTube some really good gaming memes or Steam sale.
Oh, the Star Wars one? Did you see that one?
No, I have Star not. But
it's taking from Rogue One.
At the end.
Awesome.
Where he fucks shit up.
It's awesome.
So if you guys don't know what we're talking about, every year when the Steam sale happens, people make these videos where it's like a meme, but it's like a video where they take a clip from a movie and then they overlay like
Gaben's head
or the little tags, you know, the little 50% off tags mm-hmm. to things. There's even a Steam Workshop item in Left 4 Dead 2 where you can turn the common infected into Steam sale tags. So like 50% off, 80% off is coming at you, and you can hack those up. It's pretty
That's
funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some games that we have played this week.
Ooh.
Who wants to go first?
I just talked a lot. So somebody, Roblox, that's you,
yeah, I'll
Bobby.
Talk about Roblox.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, this has a bit of an introduction to it, as would be needed for such a game. I apologize for not being very present this last week or two. My grandfather died, so I've been involved with that. I was gone over at my parents' house, taking care of him and helping out around the house for a long time, about 2 weeks ago. And, then after that, I was dealing with just all the other stuff that happens when someone dies.
That sucks, by the way, just dealing with everything on top of the emotional stuff, that it's just a hassle.
It's insane. And this is the first death that I've experienced, like, as an adult, you know, with a close family member. But, you know, before you get too sad, the man was 97 years old. So, you know, that's pretty damn good.
For a dude, that's really good.
Yeah.
Sorry about your grandpa.
Why do husbands die first? Because they want to. All right.
And, you know, he was really influential to me. He had a Commodore 64. He had an Atari 2600. He was always into that technology stuff. So that was kind of an entry for me into a lot of these video games and things. I've been dealing with that. And in the process of dealing with that, I've been spending a lot of time over at my parents and, you know, watching my nieces and nephews. And they are around the ages of maybe 5 all the way up to about 10 or 13. And they are really into this game called Roblox, which I'm aware of. Like, I know about mm-hmm. the game because, you know, I work in a middle school. Of course, I'm going to know about that shit. But I've always dismissed it as kind of a Minecraft clone or whatever. But after experiencing the game, it's not quite like that. It's more like Garry's Mod. It's like you're given these development tools and you make your own game out of it, and then you post your game to a site, and then people can jump on that and play the game, whether it be hide and seek or a race game or a little fighting game that they've created in there.
But obviously super dumbed down, like
graphics look like Legos. But my 5-year-old niece was making a map, and I'm the computer guy in the family because, you know, I know how to use the internet.
He's doing air quotes right there if you're wondering.
Well, you know, everyone's got a computer guy, even if you aren't that good at computers. Exactly. It's just like, you know, you got to help your mom check her email. But so I'm helping my 5-year-old niece, like, upload her created map, which was the whole point of this level was to climb what she called a dinosaur. Didn't look like a fucking dinosaur, but, you know, she's 5. Let it slide.
This is a failure, Margaret.
But she made her own level, and she wanted to upload it so she could play it. So I helped her do that. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, you got to have a profile to do this. So let's make you a little profile. What do you want your username to be? Okay, cool. What's your password? Date of birth. And she puts in this date of birth. And I'm like, that's not your birthday. She's like, well, yeah, I know. But you can't put your real birthday because then people can sneak into your house. This is what my 5-year-old niece is.
Beautiful.
So my 5-year-old niece knows like the basics of internet security. I mean, that's not entirely accurate, but, you know, she understands there's a threat involved. So I was kind of amazed at that.
What did she pick her as a screen name?
What's that?
Rainbow Flower 21.
It was Lily T1. Her name's Lily.
Oh, that's cute.
But yeah, so she got.
By the way, now people can sneak into her house.
Yep. Yeah.
Good job, Bobby.
Don't
fuck that all up.
Or it's like, don't accept the ice cream and they'll sneak into your panties.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's funny. Because
Jesus, that was dark quick.
It's just like, kidding. Don't give out any, you know, that was kind of told us, you know, don't give out your personal information on the internet. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, I've had to deal with things at work where there's like cyberbullying going on and a lot of Instagram bullshit. And I have to contact Instagram to like blah, blah, blah or whatever. And it's like, when you look up a kid's name, like Google it, it's like their whole fucking life. They're like 13 years old. So it's like their whole fucking life literally shows up on there because they're so nondiscreet with their personal information. It's crazy these days. But
speaking of Instagram,
is on top of it.
Join our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. We got an Instagram going on, folks. DL Gaming Instagram. It's happening.
I did some pre-work on this video. We shot a little live story, so if you want to check it out.
You literally push one button for half a second.
And talk through it.
It was
exhausting.
I feel like we're going through some growing pains with our social media, but I think it's all a learning process, like our learning curve.
Sorry, I didn't want to derail Bobby.
So I was at the end of my Roblox story. So
Sorry, the other thing,
is it a good game?
Well, let me finish it this way, and that's a great question. I tried to get into Minecraft maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. I was just like, all right, fine, I'll check it out and let's see what it's all about.
Boo.
But after playing some Roblox, like, I totally understand that there are games that are for little kids. Like 5 to 10 year olds, Roblox is great. There's no way as an adult or even a teenager you can get into a game like that, I think.
Question, is this on PC or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. PC, and I think it's on Xbox now too. I'm
probably
not entirely sure.
So let me segue this into...
Wanted to talk social media. Can we talk social media for real quick and then segue?
Oh, no. I mean, it was a very short statement.
The segue is ruined. Go ahead. Let's talk.
No. For a very short moment, I say, like, we're all trying to do more of social media. So just make sure that you follow us on all different avenues.
If you want to.
We're digital underscore logic on Twitter and on Instagram. And
just
on Facebook, we're DLG Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Jiffy's putting in fucking untold hours into making memes and all this stuff. Just like the stuff.
Whose pants are you trying to get into, Jiffy?
Yeah, mine. I didn't want to tell you guys, but it's mine. Okay. Jiffy.
Well, when,
I'm not going to send those nudes.
When Jiffy and I were working this out, I said that she would... Yep. Oral action, but that she would probably say no, and then I would have to fulfill it.
Yeah, because your lips are obviously the juiciest.
Yep, for sure.
I do have juicy lips.
Can you segue that?
Yeah, now juicy lips right into Sam's daughter.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my
that's
gosh.
A good segue.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm working on it. So she was bored or whatever right before I left for the podcast, and I was like, fuck, are there educational or like toddler games? She's 5. I guess she's more than a toddler.
No, they've never thought of that before. Not a single one has been.
And which there's surprisingly a very
There's a copious amount of kids.
No, there's none.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's none.
What do you mean?
I don't think you searched right.
Toddler games on Steam. I mean, that's a pretty good general Google search, right?
Oh, toddler games.
What the hell's a toddler?
That's like 2 to 3, 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I know that, but
okay, cool. Glad you.
Well, I feel like kids those age.
You talking added anything?
Okay, here's the thing about toddler games. They're mostly educational programs.
Yeah.
And Steam doesn't really have those type of, like, you know, K-12
Steam. All I was saying is, like,
programs on there.
200,000 games or whatever they have.
But the interesting thing about toddlers is that you just give them a dumbed-down game enough or a game that has simple enough, like, mechanics, and any game could be a toddler game.
And a game like that.
Like Minecraft can be a
Peggle.
Toddler game.
Oh,
so I loaded
Peggle.
Up Peggle, and she
Peggle.
Took
good.
To it, and...
Already scored higher than you.
Let's go
Peggle.
The way back to when I 2 years ago when I just met Sam, the first podcast she ever listened to, I explained Peggle as... If you got a chick and you're just trying to, like, get her busy for a little while you go do things, Peggle, it's like a flame to a moth. I said it backwards. I remember specifically. And I came home. She's like, Peggle's like a flame to a moth, right? While she's playing Peggle. She's like, she's pissed off because she heard it. But anyway, it holds true. If you put a girl in front of a female woman that I respect in front of Peggle.
You mean a non-gamer.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, there's just like,
I guess that is the one game I like with balls in it, Peggle.
There you go.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, Peggle is not on Steam, is it? Or there's
no, it is.
No. Oh, okay. Yes, it is.
But there's many versions of Peggle. I know there's one on Origin.
I like the Valve version.
I feel like it's 96.
It's
we're talking about Peggle again.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is this toddler fucking loved it, and every girl I've ever dated loved it. And I don't know. It's a fun. I loved it. I played it for fucking like 100 hours.
Yeah, a lot of females like those type of puzzle games, though, like Bejeweled,
yeah,
those Candy Crush.
This is like before mobile. There this is before games mobile that were like Poison.
This is this is like, what skews
why
the,
Poison?
Because
more like
what?
A tool.
It's not like a real game. It's just
yeah,
like
exactly.
Oh my god,
that's
it's 4 o'clock in the morning. What happened? What
remember,
have I been doing? What's been going on?
It's remember the game. Statistics that said the majority of female gamers were like in their 40s, 50s, 60s.
Why are we talking about sex? That's what I want to know.
Peggle.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is,
all playing
it could be hardcore if you wanted to, Bobby.
What was that company that made all those games, too?
PopCap.
PopCap.
Boom, nailed it.
PopCap game.
Of course, Mr. Mobile Gaming gets it.
But PopCap did make Plants vs. Zombies, too.
Which is the number one.
Well, once they went
to
mobile.
I acknowledge that as a game.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm the arbiter of what is a game.
Anyways, what else are we talking about? I played a game called The Sexy Brutale, and this has been on my wish list. And so basically this game is like a puzzle game. You play this dude, and he gets to restart time back to noon every day, and he's trying to save these people.
Oh, cool.
And it's like got this like brutal ways people are dying, and he's trying to navigate. And it's kind of got this cutesy art style, but it's not really cutesy, but it's kind of got this colorful kind of palette. And you're trying to save these people. I played this in like 2 sittings. I couldn't
it's
put
short.
This down.
Wow. You finished it?
Yeah.
It's short or addicting?
Both.
Or both?
I probably put...
Well, Tequila works. They made something else that I...
The Mexican game.
Yeah.
Lucha...
Deadlight.
Deadlight.
Oh, okay, that's right.
All
right,
cool.
So I love the game. Great. And it had the right challenge. And this is... Because it's a puzzle game, right? But there's the problem with puzzle games is if you make it just a little bit too hard, you'll just have people looking it up. And if you have it too easy, then the challenge is not there. Mm-hmm. So you have to have the right amount of difficulty that it stumps you at first, and you got to work through it and try to figure it out, but not so much challenge that people just say, I'm over it, let me just find the answer and move on. And this game had like 3 different parts where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to look this up because I'm not figuring it out. And then all 3 times it kind of just clicked. So I never had to look something up, but it had the right amount of challenge and it was feeding me along. And the game is weird enough that you really want to know what the hell is going on. So this is one of these games that I point to as kind of a puzzle game done right. And we know plenty of
it
puzzle games.
It looks like a beautifully executed handheld game, but with a mature concept.
Yeah,
and I love that. In fact, I would love to play something like this. I used to play a lot of games like this on the DS, Phoenix Wright, but this one has mobility there's another one, it's like Professor Something and a couple other, like, you know, almost like detective games.
Yeah,
and it's got beautiful animations and the way
it looks really good.
Is it for PC only or has
no it's console also.
Oh, okay.
To let you know how Mexican Tequila works is, I did send them an email after playing Deadlight about our interview, and they sent me an email back saying, ¿qué? Ah. That's a little bit of exaggeration, but not much. It was like that. Like, I was like, hey, guys, we're the PC Gaming Podcast, blah, 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 blah.
Wouldn't you be able to...
Yeah, respond in Spanish?
Yeah.
At that point, I don't care.
Okay. Fair enough. You could have done our first
Spanish. Emilio the Mexican said they were too Mexican for him.
We could have done our Spanish fucking...
This is how the interview would have went. Usted is yet on Deadlight? Goal, goal, goal!
Oh my gosh.
I would have listened to that one.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sexy Brutale, awesome game. I enjoyed it. My only downside was it didn't end with the gusto that I wish it had, and that was the only downside.
That's what she said.
Cool.
Yeah.
And well, I guess for me, I went on vacation. I went to a baby shower. I went up to San Jose. It was great. Just flew back this morning, so I might be a little jet lagged.
Arms are tired.
And then,
see, you're like an international fucking baby shower flyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all over the nation.
Everyone's having babies, and they're all baby girls. So it's definitely in the year of the woman.
Knocked up.
Like, I feel like when this generation grows into whatever, I was going to do like a whole like president joke, but I'm not going to. And anyways, The game that I did have time to play and stream is Witcher 2. Like I said, I really enjoy the game. I wanted to just like dive into three. Witcher 3. I really love the game and want to dive more into it. Who here has actually played Witcher 3?
Bobby, have you played it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all played some of it.
Sure, Bobby?
Some of it? Like a copious amount of it.
Not a copious amount.
No, I played like 2 hours of it. I don't like to say I played a game, especially one as big as Witcher 3, if I've only played 2 hours of it.
That's Emilio's forte. That's what he does.
No, but I did play about 50 hours of
it.
Oh, really? Good.
He played less than an hour of Skullgirls and already determined it was better than Street Fighter V. So on that basis, 2 hours of Witcher 3? He might as well just tell you how it ends.
On that note, Skullgirls is better than Street Fighter.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Witcher 3 continues to surprise me, really. I feel like I love Divinity Original Sin when I played it. I played it every single night, not every single night, but virtually up until 5, 7 a.m. on average, just pulling all-nighters playing this game, because when I fall in love with an RPG, I can't set it down. Witcher 3, I feel like that might happen pretty soon here, because as I come to like learn more elements about the game, I'm really enjoying it. So I'm still in the starter city.
And you think Geralt's hot? And you think Geralt is
Geralt?
Hot?
Oh, he's really hot. Yeah. And Max actually could cosplay as him.
Next Halloween. Let's do it.
I know. Can't wait.
What are you going to be? Yennefer?
What?
Yennefer?
You'll be Yennefer?
Or what was the other one?
Yennefer.
Have you met Yennefer?
Cersei?
Yeah, she's in the intro.
Oh, okay.
And like just ass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one.
That's the cosplay.
Anyways, no, so Witcher 3 is promising to be very, very good for what I'm looking at of an RPG. It's gory. There's a lot of combat elements to it. There's a learning curve, and you can customize your Witcher to your type of play style. I like that. There's a TCG in there that I do not like. I played four or five different rounds of that, and I was like, what the F? No, I'm just going to leave
it. Don't play in-game. If you want to play it outside the game, and you'll figure out how to play it. And then if you want to bring it back into the game, you can do that. But I tried the same thing.
Are they the same game?
Yes, exactly. The same. Yeah.
There
might be more cards in the game than I would imagine.
I might try it again, but honestly,
I don't need it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. It's a sub.
Dude, if you wanted to, you could spend 300 hours. If you're trying to get through the game, you got to stop playing Gwent and fucking...
And stop picking flowers,
the crafting, yeah.
Okay.
You don't need 800 poppies, honestly. I know you want them, but you don't need them.
All right, any word of advice for me, like just starting out the game, outside of like quit picking poppies and do not touch Gwent? Amelia, you played 50 hours of it.
It's funny because the skill tree that I went down... And then I read and did some research after I went down a skill tree, do exactly what I had already done. That force field is super strong, and the fire spells are super strong. So
that's what
I did. But, I mean, that's just basic stuff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
do what you want to do. Do you.
All right. I'll be playing a lot of Witcher 3, guys, so you'll probably hear me talk about
that. Are you actually streaming
until I beat it. Yes, and I am streaming Witcher 3.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't want to stream an RPG. I feel like RPG is like a personal thing.
I feel like it's one of the most laid back.
He jerks off every time he plays
it. It's like a slower game to stream. I remember we streamed some Divinity Original Sin, and that just seems like such a slow game.
Yeah.
Carefully, you're tugging on the mixer.
Got it. Thank you.
If you are entertainers, though, it doesn't matter what game you're playing.
Yeah.
If you're entertaining.
I'm not very entertaining.
I don't know, Bobby.
That's it.
Hundreds of thousands of downloads would beg to disagree.
Argue with that. All right, what else did we play? Animal Lover. You got us an update on Animal Lover?
I don't like where this is going.
Whose game is that?
So
Animal
Lover, and I continue to enjoy it. I like the story.
What is Animal Lover?
So Mobius, we fucked up. Yeah. We fucked up somehow.
I was playing it, and I'm like, okay, obviously
it's a dating sim visual novel.
Obviously this girl is hard up for some dick.
Who plays a girl?
But she's not like raunchy or anything. She doesn't have sex with any of them. She just thinks they're all cute. And, you know, I was like, okay, for me to enjoy this, I have to kind of put myself in that mindset. Like, don't be grossed out.
Like,
that she thinks
desperately wanting dick is
that is like me 2013 2014.
Yeah, I think you should play this.
Desperately wanting
no,
dick.
No, no. Yes.
I don't want to give it away too much, but
yeah,
I already played this story in real life. Like, once upon a time,
and it's so, kind of realistic. Like, she's these animals are turning into fucking super hot dudes. And what are you going to do with super hot dudes that don't have any backgrounds? Like, you have to stuck them into your fucking garage and shit. Like, she's not banging any of them. She's just like,
how do you know?
They all make her nervous. You know, she's like, oh my God. Like, she had never been to a bar. She's 22. They went to a bar for the first time. Like, it's a really good story. That's all I can say.
God damn it. Mobius, talk to me because we fucked up.
I haven't met Charlie, though. He looks like he's some dangerous.
We'll have to figure out a
better
choice.
What's that called? They have a word for that. I know senpai, like what that means, but there's a word for like someone who's very sexual and playful, but they never commit or actually have sex. There's like a
tease?
Well, yeah, like that, but there's a...
You lost me, Bobby.
There it is. Sundre, yeah. I believe that's it.
Is that... I didn't know that term.
Yeah, it's a combination
of... I skip over that one on the porn
Dara
one.
Or Dre. Like, they each mean kind of like opposite things. I don't know. All right. People out there know what I'm talking about. It's T-S-U-N-D-R-E. Google it. You'll find the definition.
Don't Google that.
Bobby's in magic.
Don't Google that on your work PC, for the love of God.
No, it's not like explicit. It's pretty much like one of those words like senpai. Here, let me explain it. All right. Sendere, I think I'm totally butchering that, is a Japanese term for a character development process that describes a person who is initially cold and even hostile towards another person before gradually showing a warmer... Oh, okay, so that's the opposite. That's when they're like really standoffish and, no, you don't understand me, but really they like...
No, this chick's like, give me more cocks.
They want you to actually try hard to get to know them.
Why are we down this fucking... Where are we going on this?
Bobby, what the people want
this trend. Okay, wait.
Chad, the one person I think would appreciate...
The one person that has played the most video games.
For the love of God, I want off this train.
Oh my gosh. Instead, you know what, Chad? Instead of Chad's mobile corner, we should have Chad's dating simulator reviews.
Chad's anime corner.
Yeah, Chad's anime corner.
My hentai special. All right, let's do this. All right, this one's going to have a lot of tentacles in this one.
Well, you wonder why your biceps are so big.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of jerking off. That's it.
So, Hidden Folks is another one that's good for toddlers.
We're just going to the next one.
Yeah.
That's how we're in. I like it. Do it.
There's no tentacles in Hidden Folks.
Yes.
So, there was. It's funny that we brought up nostalgia, and then there was a pang of nostalgia when I played this game. This is Where's Waldo. That's exactly what it is. It's a gigantic... Well, it can go from like a small thing where you need to... It's an interactive map, exactly like Where's Waldo, except for that was never interactive. So now you can, like, let's say, click on a haystack, and it'll dig through the haystack.
Oh, my God. So it's even worse than Where's Waldo.
But
you can actually hide Waldo behind the haystack.
But who didn't, like...
I mean, it sounds cool, but it...
You know, they actually did make a video game of Where's Waldo for the Nintendo. It seems like such a difficult thing to make a game out of. But yeah, Nintendo had a Where's Waldo.
These guys really pulled it off. It's really, really fun. What really sets it apart, what I don't like is the art style. I think they could have got a better artist. But what is really cool is every single sound effect of the game is a cappella. So if it's a car, it's like room, room,
and
it's
just it was literally one dude in his.
No, it's like a group of people, girls, and like an orchestra of voices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really well done. I mean, that's the best part of it. Like, you're playing it, and over, you're just like laughing just because of the way that.
Okay.
Okay, why when I step on this or tap on this silo does it go doom doom doom, and then you laugh just like that?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair
and
enough.
So. The things you're looking for. So Waldo will never be behind the haystack.
But this isn't Waldo. Who are you trying to find?
You're looking for, like, Steve the engineer.
Enrique.
Who, by the way,
the Latin
likes
lover.
Buildings. So you know to look around buildings for Steve.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then everything of the find this list is like that.
This is funny.
I have so much fun with this game.
This makes me wonder if there are any private investigator games out there.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I mean, how about L.A. Noir?
L.A. Noir. Work?
Why didn't you give Mila Hidden Folks to play?
Because this is my game.
Wow, rude.
Wow.
She would have had a good time.
Yeah, and I do love L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
I've never actually played much of L.A. Noir, so I need to get back to that and all right. give it a go.
That one's going on the wish list. That actually does pique my interest.
Yeah.
Where in the
like,
world is Carmen Sandiego?
Like, get that facial animation team behind.
There's a great game. Maybe a PC version of that.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That game was awesome. I love
it. I remember the show being on all the time, but they made a PC game of it that I played in, like, fifth grade. I totally remember that shit.
Yeah.
So, Mikael, I have so many...
You're going to keep changing his name every time you say him?
Mikael, right? Well, he goes by Mike, Moogle Mike, on Discord. And anyway, so one of his... So English is new to him. He's been here for 3 years, but he's starting to get the grasp puns. So we found that all we do is play PUBG together. And he found the scar, and somebody else wanted a scar. He goes, how about where in the world is Scarman San Diego? No, but then he sells it. He's like, anybody,
man.
And then Ray was like, what do you mean? And he's like, you know, there was a show, and then he goes, he explains the whole thing. And then, so what
Wait,
I did
how did
was
you find a Russian version of you?
I know, it's awesome. I love
this
guy.
That's
he's
incredible.
Awesome.
I thought there was only one of you in the world, but apparently there's two.
Stick around, there's more coming.
I hope not.
All right. One more quick thing I want to mention. July 1st, that tournament is coming up. I'm supposed to be doing some scrims beforehand, and I've been streaming a lot. And
yeah.
For which game, Bobby? I'm not sure.
Heroes of the Storm.
There you go.
What other game?
That I play sometimes.
Mark it down, people.
Yeah, July 1st.
Time to Heroes.
It's being hosted by Gamers of the Storm, so check them out. Pretty big Heroes of the Storm community. A lot of stuff going on there.
Hey, Bobby, you didn't put it on the list, so I'm going to bring it up now. You were talking about maybe getting a new rig. And somebody made a fantastic, fantastic point. All of this to play Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah.
Now, have you thought about that? Like,
that's kind
of let's take away all the jokes and everything.
Well,
90% of what you're going
to
be playing.
Big shout out to Tagloro, who just said Hots fired as soon as any Hots references come up. And that is hilarious. We could definitely say that every time.
That's probably the name of the podcast. Yeah. Hots fired.
I like it.
Yeah. I've been pondering that question myself, which is why I'm leaning towards not building a new rig. I have just gotten so much use out of the equipment that I have now that I don't want to mess with it. I'm just like, it's working perfectly fine. I get great frame rates, even on high-end games when I play those. And there's really not that much of a need for anything more at this point. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I used to just build a new rig regardless, but I'm getting old and slow, I guess.
I should have put it in the Steam sale, and now I'll just bring it up right now, is you can get the Vive plus Bridge Crew, which I saw being played, looks fucking amazing because you can see where everybody's looking, plus their hand gestures as they're sitting at the consoles. It's so immersive. It's crazy. Anyway, so it looks awesome. So you get the Vive plus that, plus a $50 Steam card, which you can play, you can buy Steam cards with and craft them into whatever bullshit you want. And all of that for $750. So I thought that was a pretty good deal.
That is a good deal.
I think you got to go Vive at this point.
I would go Vive, Bobby. Dude, personally.
But my system will already run Vive.
Think of what the
I know. Yeah. You buy the Vive.
Think of what the porn looks like.
I've been getting very close to buying it. I came so close to buying the Vive so many times, but I don't know. It'll happen one of these days. The price continues to drop. I wonder if there's going to be a new version of it at some point.
Probably.
Like eventually, yeah.
I mean, at some
point. But everyone expected like a year out there to be a Vive 2, and that just didn't happen, and I can see why. I mean... You know,
they're just going to keep building on this platform.
Yeah, but to make a whole new thing, I mean, that's going to completely antiquate the old one. Anyway, do we want to do some hardware? Or do we want to do listener questions?
I mean, if we're out of time.
We're already on hardware.
No, we can do both. What do we want to do first?
Let's do listener questions. Let's get it out of the way.
All right. Listener questions. First one coming from Spunwire. So, RIP, Chad's Mobile Corner. I've got a suggestion. How about a gaming PC life hack section dedicated on how to make your PC life amazing? Tips on useful software setups and other random stuff. I, for example, use Game Save Manager. Good for you. I use that as well. Some emulation stuff might be cool as well. HDPC suggestions. I don't know. Maybe someone else can elaborate. I'm reading this verbatim, folks. So if it sounds like I'm rambling, that's why.
So I'll just cut in real quick. This was one of. This is probably the most thumbs up and plus one thing on every suggestion ever. So I think we're gonna
I very much like this listener question.
Yeah. We don't have one this week because we suck. But
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I think we'll give it a shot next week. Thanks, Bunware, on that one. Bobby, what do you think?
So we're doing...
I feel like it's already kind of incorporated into highlights and lowlights to a certain extent. And maybe not every week we'd be able to come up with something, but there's definitely a lot of software out there that I feel like is not given enough credit and deserves some attention. Game Save Manager being one of those. That's an awesome way to back up your games.
There was something that was part of the Steam sale that I was taking a look at, and Gaming Cores. Have you seen that one?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
yeah, it was on the front page. Constantly.
Do you know anything about that? Is that worthwhile?
I don't know.
It had 75% approval rating. So
75%.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm very skeptical.
It probably is very dependent on your rig, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably why.
And all that, but.
Yeah. Okay.
If anybody had Gaming Cores, let us know what you think.
All these software solutions to try to increase your performance, I'm just kind of like, why don't you just build a good computer and then get the performance that way? I mean, you know, why are you trying to milk, like, if you have a...
Not everybody's got thousands of dollars, Bobby.
Not everybody's white living in America, Bobby.
Yeah, seriously.
So well, that's their problem.
Some of us don't have millions of dollars to spend. All right, what else we got?
Let's see. Oh, second part to that question. Also, a weekly feature must buy from dlgamer.us might be cool. Give you guys some brownie points. What's on sale on DL Gamer? Kind of like, I guess, if we took a moment like what we did just now with the Steam Summer Sale, but DL Gamer's constantly having great prices on games, and we are affiliated with them. They hook us up with stuff, and they... we have an affiliate link with them. So if you buy stuff, if you go to our website, dlgaming.net, and click on the link, then a portion of that will go to support us, which we always appreciate as well.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, awesome. Sure. And then this is a really great question. No talk of Stormblood, though.
I didn't even know what it was. I had to look it up.
Stormblood's the Final Fantasy
expansion. It's where they introduce samurai, and
it comes out next month, right?
No, they've already started early access.
Oh, have they?
And my little brother has been addicted to it. I can't reach out to him. He said, "Hey, he basically said goodbye, fam. I'll be dead for this week because Stormblood." Yeah. And very, very true. I haven't played it myself. I've only watched the trailer. I've played Final Fantasy 14. I like Final Fantasy 14, but I am no longer an MMO player. So I wish I had more input to offer on this. If I ever find the opportunity to play more MMOs, Stormblood would be my choice MMO to play.
I have a membership right now, Final Fantasy 14. Unfortunately, I'm hooked on Morrowind right now. When Morrowind dies down, I will probably be playing Stormblood. But
lies.
WoW also just did Tome of Sargeras. Fastidious, his group, just went through. So I'm expecting in week two that he carries me through Tome of Sargeras so I can actually see that whole thing, because I really want to see that. So I got a lot of MMO stuff on my plate. And Emilio made about a week into Morrowind before it looks like he's already done with it.
More on that later.
Okay.
Bobby.
All right. One last thing. The Mobius had suggested that we have a stream team, because we've got so many people in the community, the DL Gaming community, that are streaming now, that it might be time to organize that a little bit. You know, maybe you guys can explain a little bit more to me, but I kind of picture, if you go to the Twitch channel, dlgaming.net, DL Gaming DOT net.
You mean the one that's not supported by you by at any
point,
right?
The thing. That is our Twitch channel.
Okay.
But we host all the people in the DL Gaming community. So if people are streaming, like if you go to the DL Gaming Twitch channel, you are going to see someone in the DL Gaming community that is streaming there. I don't know. I think that'd be a great idea.
Well, but you can only host like three or six.
No, you
people.
Can auto host virtually an unlimited amount of people, and you can prioritize who you choose to auto host.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the point is
different. Maybe we'll talk about it later.
Well, no, we need to do more work on it.
Let me sum it up in simple language, I guess. So a DL stream team is more likely going to be a network versus an official team. You can create teams where through Twitch, you can click on the team page and see who is streaming on the team, and everything is all put together neat in one page package. Unfortunately, in order to get an official Twitch team, you have to have someone that's partnered in order to organize it. Mm-hmm. What we are capable of doing is a DL network where there is now an option where you can basically select what network you're a part of, and we can create our own network, and from there just, you know, cross promote and help, and maybe do some streaming, you know, just like not only have like our stream logos, but maybe some streaming events, and that way you get to know the DL members and the community a little bit better if we have, you know, regular streamers as well.
So this is happening this week. Somebody's doing this. We're talking about it. Is somebody doing this?
Okay, I'll work on it. Very okay. hard, yes. So if you are a streamer and would like to be a part of this, it looks like I'm putting it together. We'll have more next week. Just reach out to me via DM through Discord, and I have a lot more time this week.
When you say, I'll take care of it, what does that mean exactly?
She's going to do it.
I'll do it. I will jump start it.
We'll get on Max to make sure she gets
it. Yeah. Okay. I've got a lot on my plate this summer in regards to like what we're going to do with DL Gaming.
It's all about maximum effort.
Yep. Boo.
Boo.
All right. What do we got?
All right. Time for a little hardware.
Ooh, wait. For me to make drinks.
Wait. What is this? Bobby Gets Hard?
Where?
Ooh.
Wait, you know, based on that listener question, they wanted you to talk about soft. So is he asking for Chad Gets Soft?
All the time?
I'm not sure, maybe. I haven't been hard in years.
We didn't script that, and I nailed it. Bobby Gets Hard, I couldn't nail the fucking...
Well, ever. Chad Gets Soft. I'm sorry.
Why?
All right. Bobby... Put this train back on the tracks, will you?
All right, we're going back on the tracks.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about power supply. So I've been feigning the idea of building a new computer, but that's probably not going to happen. But still, any time I entertain the idea, I start putting together all this information and trying to, you know, I like to do a lot of research when it comes to hardware. So this week in particular, I'm going to talk about power supplies, which I'm excited to talk about this because power supplies are the most important part of your computer. I know I always say that about every part of the computer, but really, the power supply powers your computer. Nothing works without it, right? And if you have a bad power supply, that can ruin parts of your computer. You can actually damage parts of your computer.
Yep, that's happened to me.
Word of advice, never go cheap on the power supply. Spend some money, know what you're looking for, and get a quality power supply. So a quality power supply is going to cost a lot of money. You could just find something expensive and buy that, or you can listen to what I have to say here, and this is what you need to know to find quality power supply. First of all, you got to figure out how many watts do you need. You know, how much energy are you drawing? Now, fortunately, EVGA, Cooler Master, they have power supply calculators that you put in your parts of your computer, and it will determine how many watts you need.
Wait, where is that? I want to hear that.
Yeah, if you Google it, then you need to... What are we...
Sorry, he's making me a drink.
Things are happening.
Yeah, he's motioning. Don't worry.
That's why we need a video so people can see what's going on. But yeah, so you want to check out these power supply calculators, or you can just play it safe, get a large wattage one. Now, the important thing to know is when you see a power supply that's listed in watts, there's two listings, or two types, peak and continuous. So peak means that that this power supply is capable of hitting that wattage, maybe for a few seconds, maybe for a few minutes. We don't know. There's no really standardization on it. Now, continuous is obviously better. Continuous says 500-watt power supply continuous. This can continually put out 500 watts, and it will be stable. So you always want to make sure that it's continuous.
Bobby, when you see the name on the box, like I bought the CX750. Is that the continuous or is that the other one? Like, how do you know?
You have to look in the details. It's not going to be in the model number.
So most of them will probably be peak, right? Because they're false advertising kind of thing.
If it's a cheap power supply from like a weird brand, probably.
Oh, okay.
But if it's something quality like from EVGA or even Corsair, I'd say chances are it's going to be continuous because they make good products. So yeah, check that. Also, modular and non-modular and semi-modular. This is very important, as Emilio found out last time he bought a power supply.
We're still dealing with that, by the way. We just had to put his new graphics card in and this octopus of cords underneath his fucking cable. Yeah. Stuff.
I have a non-modular power supply, and it's a pain in the ass. So modular means that you can disconnect the cables that you aren't using, which is great. It's great for cable management. Mm-hmm. If you have less cables, better airflow inside the computer. But one thing I want to call attention to is... Semi-modular. A lot of people are not aware of this. Semi-modular means that some of the cables are permanently fixed to the power supply, but not all of them. And there are cables that you will always use in a computer. Your 24-pin ATX cable that goes into the motherboard, you will always have to have that. So that doesn't need to be modular. That is not an option. That is a necessity. Same thing with your 4 or 8-pin 12-volt cable. You always need that. So it's fine if that one is not modular. So you can maybe power supplies are more expensive, so you could save yourself a little money going semi-modular on that. Big discussion on single rail versus multi-rail. Now, this gets into the real technical shit, all right? This one's for the nerds out there, the ones that are still using Winamp to play their MP3. You won't see this, like,
that's Bobby,
listed or talked about unless it's on, like, a hardware forum. Single rail and multi-rail, so a rail. A rail is a group of traces monitored by something called OCP, which stands for overcurrent protection. So a trace is just like a line on a circuit board is where the current goes through. So if you have a rail, that means that this line, if it reaches a certain amount of amps, then the power supply shuts down, prevents damage to the computer. It's a good thing. If you have a single rail, that means all the traces are monitored just by one rail. So if all the traces in combination reach a certain amount, then it shuts it down. Multi-rail, which is technically better, means that each individual trace is monitored. So if any one of those has too much current, then it'll shut down. It's more protection. So people would say that, oh, multi-rail is obviously always better. But the thing is, the way it breaks down is multi-rail is not useful for a power supply with low wattage. And by low wattage, I mean maybe 600 watts and below. It doesn't do anything extra. So this is very technical, like I said, but to sum it up, if you have a power supply that's probably 600 watts or lower, doesn't matter if it's multi-rail or not. If you have something between 600 watts and 1,000 watts, multi-rail would be good. If you have something over 1,000 watts, multi-rail is probably a necessity. So if you have a high wattage PSU, make sure it's got multi-rail.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
The last thing I want to bring up is efficiency rating. And this is what a lot of people see on a box in a power supply, and they have no idea what it means. You see the 80-plus efficiency rating all the time. So efficiency means that the power I'm drawing out of the wall, that the computer's drawing out of the wall, the efficiency is the percent of that power that is actually being used. So if it's 80%, then that means 80% of that power is being used effectively, and 20% of that energy is being wasted. And if anyone remembers physics, what is wasted energy?
Heat.
Heat, yes.
Boom.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
All right.
I was going to say porn, but...
Everything's porn to you.
Yep. But yes, heat. So not only are you drawing more electricity than you need, but you're also adding heat to your case. So higher efficiency, better temperatures. Also, EVGA, I know, has this. They have a economy mode, which will even turn off the fan if it's not drawing enough power or use less wattage, and those are great as well.
Yeah.
So some of the higher-end ones have that economy mode, which is great. But if you go to EVGA's website, they've got a great listing of how it breaks down between their different efficiency ratings. So everything is like 80-plus. If you don't have an 80-plus power supply, then what the fuck are you doing?
I think Binary just said he had a 70-plus, but that's okay.
What the fuck are you doing? but EVGA has these different standards. They have 80-plus, 80-plus bronze, 80-plus gold, platinum, and titanium. And they list each one. Like 80-plus is obviously 80%. The bronze is 82. Gold is 87. You know, and it goes on up from there.
Wait, is that just EVGA? Because I thought I saw gold-plus or whatever, platinum.
Those are on all power supplies.
Okay.
This is... EVGA lists the exact percentage that you can expect from each of these. But yeah, different power supply companies have that rating as well. That's a standard. But what I find interesting about this graph that they have on their website is that the power or the higher efficiency ratings, like on an 80-plus titanium, they're top of the line. If you are using 20% load, which means like you have a 1,000-watt power supply and it's drawing... and you're only using 200 watts of it, then the efficiency rating is 92%. If you're using 50% of it, so 500 watts out of a 1,000-watt power supply, the efficiency rating is 94%. If you're using 100% of it, it goes down to 90%. So it seems like your peak efficiency is at 50%. Yeah. So if you buy, if you buy a huge power supply, way more than you need, and you're only using half the wattage, some people think like, well, if I get a 1200 watt power supply and I don't need that much, then I'm wasting energy. Actually, just the opposite. You're using half that power supply and you're getting a higher efficiency rating.
It sounds like Jeremy Clarkson when he's putting a M3 versus a Prius.
Yeah.
You know how like a...
Well, he's explaining why it's better to own an M3 when
it's exactly $50 in your
bank account. So buy a bigger one than you need for the most part, is what you're saying.
If you want the highest efficiency rating. Now, this depends on what you use your computer for. Now, I run my computer 24/7. When I am away, when I'm on vacation, I remote into my computer with my cell phone all the time. Like, my computer is running all the time. Some people,
which is not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I can hear it from here.
Yeah, it's loud.
Yeah,
mine is too.
Yeah, it's a loud machine. I also looked a lot into fans. Maybe one of these days I'll do a hardware thing on fans. But yeah. So
do you have so EVGA you like? Corsair you like? Is there any other brands that you're on board with?
I mean, Antec are ones that I used to use all the time in just like standard whatever builds. I think my girlfriend has one in her HTPC. I will tell you a story about this company from France called Hyper, H-I-P-E-R. I bought 3 or 4 power supplies from them at different times, and this is probably like 10 years ago. Every single one of them died on me.
Really?
Like, wow.
Just shit the bed on all of them. 100% of the power supplies I got from them were dead. Now, I bought them because they looked really cool. They were very flashy. They had like the cable coating and everything that looked good. But I had no idea about what made a good power supply back then. And yeah, they were shit. But yeah, EVGA seems to be fantastic right now. I personally have a Corsair 1200 watt that has lasted me going on 7 years now.
Do they go bad?
Power supplies?
Yeah,
all the time.
All hardware goes bad.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, like, is there an age limit on these things? Should you just, you're saying 7 years, I think Binary mentioned his is 12 years old. I mean, is there a point where you're like, you should probably just get a new one?
Or wait till they burn out, right?
Or do you wait till they burn out?
They either work or they don't. They don't slowly.
My concern is it burns out and burns out my motherboard or burns out my hard drive at the same time. Issues.
Yeah, I don't know. That could be a concern, but I don't know. I mean, that is the one that I got was a very expensive power supply for its time.
Gotcha.
I knew it was quality, and it has lasted me a long time, and it'll probably last me even longer. But if you get a good one, it'll last you several builds. Like, when you upgrade, the power supply is one of those parts that you do not need to upgrade if you buy a quality one. If you go out there and you buy an EVGA titanium 2 for like $200, 1,000 watt, I think goes for around $200. If you buy that power supply, you will not need to buy, it's got like a 5 or 10 year warranty on it as well. You will not need to buy another power supply for like
5 to 10 years.
Yeah. For like ever, dude. Like, how many times do you put in a new GPU? Like, how many times have you upgraded your RAM? Like, think about that.
Yeah,
the power supply will last a long time.
So, Bobby, I got a question. So, I just upgraded to my 1080 Ti, GTX 1080 Ti.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your 970 for your second rig.
did you bring it?
No. Did you remind me? What? Right. So, anyway, my 750 CX. I forget what it is. I believe it's
the CX. I think those are all down to like the efficiency ratings and stuff like that. I forget which one.
Is that enough? Like, am I pumping enough power to my?
He's got a website that you can direct it to.
Just use the calculator. But you know, Tag in the chat makes an interesting point here. The power draw for systems is trending down.
That's true.
And yeah, systems use. I remember running like 3.5-4 volts to overclock my RAM, but these days, like, RAM uses 1.5 volts, and you don't need anything more than that. I mean, obviously, that's low. The GPU draws much more. But even GPUs draw way less power than they used to. Like, systems do not use a lot of watts. But again, you know, more wattage means more efficiency.
Even though they're getting bigger and better, they're more efficient.
They're becoming more efficient,
because
yeah.
the less power you use, the less heat you produce, the more you can clock them up. And, you know, there's always new technology. They're finding ways to be more efficient with all these computer parts. So,
and on this graphics card, it looks like a fucking monster. It's gigantic. Yeah. I feel like if I were to take my 1080 and put it on top of my PC, it could become a helicopter. It's got 3 fucking fans. It's all fans,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, the Win Edition has the 3 fans.
And I couldn't believe that it fit in my PC. Like, there was 1 inch of gap between the back panel and the front panel. Anyway, it all fit. Now, Was it worth the $800? I don't know, because I've only played one fucking game, and it's been PUBG since I installed it. To I actually made a before and after video, but it'll never see the day, the light of day, because PUBG's just all over. It's not very. I'll get 90 frames on Ultra, and then I'll get 40 frames on Ultra the next game.
What game would you want to test it on, though?
I'll get to that right after this. But the reason I've only played PUBG is because
you're addicted.
I'm just gonna
like a crack whore.
I hadn't played for a month. Like I was playing with Ray after I got my GTA, and I mean my 1080, and he was like, I was like, what's a there's a new sniper rifle in the game, a VCC or
VSS, and VSS. It's horrible.
I had never seen it. So I'm
so
like, what
drop.
Is this thing? He's like, dude, when's the last time you played? I was like, fucking like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, it's
and it's
while.
Because I fucking sucked. But I knew I was better than what I was playing at. I put in this new graphics card. Guys, and I swear it makes all the fucking difference. I played single player, got 15th. Then I played again.
I thought you got...
I got 8th. And then I played again, and I got 2nd.
Baron lead, sorry.
And,
my bad.
And I was like... Oh, okay. And I have not lost a firefight, straight up one-on-one fight between somebody that I saw since I got the card. Like, it gives you such an advantage because you're getting all these frames and everything's playing smoothly. And you can see what a head is as opposed to a blocky tree next to a blocky shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Like, that thing's round.
Yeah.
As opposed to that thing being blocky and that thing being blocky.
And you got the big ass monitor that's helping everything out.
Yeah, and if you've ever played PUBG, to give you an idea of what a difference the draw rating and the textures and everything at Ultra makes, when the game starts, I was always wondering, how do they know when we're going, what our trajectory exactly is? It's because I can see the fucking school when the game starts. I can see the school. That's how far away I can see, all the way to the middle of the map. So I can see what way we're going to the school. It's crazy.
You didn't have that before?
No, dude, not even close.
Okay, wow.
I couldn't even see what's on the ground directly below the plane. Like, you can generally see some things, and as you jump down and fall through, you can see more things. But you can see it all clearly from the plane now. Mm. It's amazing. So,
oh, like, now don't make 970s feel bad about playing PUBG and like what they're
I'm
able
saying
to
you
see
shouldn't be
see.
Playing. Like, it, don't feel bad if you're losing with a 970. Seriously,
who
like,
says I'm
it
a
makes
loser?
All the difference.
I think you got to pony up that 750 there, Chi.
Or Chi, the other
so
option.
Priorities,
guys.
Confirm, pay to win.
Pay to win.
Yeah, it's a pay to win.
750. Everybody needs the 750.
Now,
that's
Chi,
ridiculous.
Do you have a 970 running?
I do.
Because the other option is you can run Sly and get two graphics cards in there.
Not necessary for
Bobby,
PUBG.
Bobby laughs.
Not necessary for PUBG.
Anyway, I was shocked at what a difference I was doing skill-wise after that. And so I was like, okay, finally, graphics-wise, let's boot something up that impresses me or whatever. And somebody suggested Doom. On on my new monitor and the thing, so I loaded it up and I played it last night, and it's so many leaps and bounds better than when I originally played it on my old screen with my old graphics card. Mm. Like, it's so much more immersive, it's so much clearer, it's just all in all better. Yeah, I love my fucking 1080 Ti.
Let me ask you this: you get a choice, the 1080 Ti. Or the monitor?
The monitor, definitely.
Okay. Just not even a question?
Yeah, not even a question. Like, I've never...
Like once
I said,
you go ultra-wide, you never go back.
That's what she said.
I think so.
That's what she said.
But the caveat to that is that you can't run that monitor without a decent graphic card. Like, that's why I couldn't really...
I mean, you were running
card.
The monitor.
I was, but was I running efficiently? Not even close.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. We already talked about the Vibe. You want to... Going to news? Bobby?
I already covered that.
Did I?
All right, yeah, let's do some news here. Hearthstone pack changes.
This was announced this week. If you're into Hearthstone, they're doing two quality of life pack changes to the way packs are done. This is coming out with the next expansion. The two things are, when a new expansion comes out, you are guaranteed a legendary within the first 10 packs of each new expansion. So they want you to have a legendary in each expansion. which was awesome. But the one that I like a lot better, and I'm super excited about, is you will never get a duplicate legendary. If you have a legendary, you won't open a pack and get it again.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome, because legendaries should be something that you're excited about, mm-hmm. and you see that duplicate and you're like, fuck.
Where was that for HOTS 3.0?
I know, seriously.
Poor Bobby.
2.0?
Oh, 2.0, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, and so this is coming with the next expansion, which I think is coming out in a month or two.
Is there a name?
I don't believe they've had a name, but I'm not 100% sure.
I should read your articles before I post mine, because basically Overwatch is almost doing the exact same thing. Close. They're going to drastically reduce any duplicates,
oh, cool.
which means you're going to have less coins, right? Because you're not burning them as much.
Yep.
So the coin drops are going to be upped quite a bit, too.
Oh, so instead of doing getting a duplicate, you're just going to get a coin drop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair
which,
enough.
Which cuts the middleman out, I guess.
Yeah.
But overall, they say that the value of each crate is going to be better than what it was. And then I put right there, Hearthstone is doing something similar.
Yeah.
As well. On top of that, what's that other one, Bobby? I can't read it from here.
Mozilla is offering $2 million prize for big ideas to decentralize the internet.
Yeah, basically what they want to do here is get the internet to everyone. I was surprised to see that 10% of Americans don't have strong internet. And then if you go into rural areas, it drops down to like 40%.
Yeah, where are you at? Google with fiber?
No, not fiber.
San Diego's are all over.
Decentralized, like put it in the air, like everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Fiber for everyone. Is what they're looking for.
Yeah, they've
if you have a good idea on how to do that, go ahead and send that over to Firefox, and I'm sure they're gonna send you $2 million check immediately.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm glad that people are working on this. This is something important. Once you get internet to a, it's funny that if you because everybody has cell phones now, even in like deepest darkest Africa, they have cell phones, but they don't have power lines. So it's a funny thing where, like, if you could get them strong internet, that would boost their economy, boost their way of life, boost a bunch of things. So this is something that needs to happen. It's super important, so I put it on there.
Cool.
And I believe that's it for the news, since E3 was last week.
Yep. Believe that's it for the episode. Do us a favor. Leave us a review on iTunes. That always helps us out. Or tell a friend, that helps us out too. And definitely check out our Discord. Everything can be found at dealgaming.net. The links to everything. What's next week looking like for you guys?
More ESO for me.
How about all those games you bought, Jackass?
I'm going to play a bunch of those games that I bought.
No, you're not.
Deep Space Waifu. Waifu is going to be on the list. Going to turn on the nude mod for that. Give that one a go.
Work out the biceps.
Yep. Yep. work out the biceps.
I told someone that
forearms.
I've got friends that are into Dark
Souls. Look like Popeye.
One that's really into them. I told them, like, hey man, this summer when I got some time off, I want to really get into Dark Souls, and I'm going to need you to help guide me through this. And so I have to live up to that promise. So maybe this week will be the week that I finally dive into Dark Souls 1, 2, 3. I don't know.
What?
Oh, play 3 with me, because I just bought 3.
That's the only one
I'll play with you guys.
Well, hey, but if we are doing family share, guess what game you have?
No, that's true.
There you can play Surge, which I thought is better.
I have Surge as well.
Surge.
You can play that one.
Surge is expensive.
No, I have that game. If you family share, you have that game.
Oh, right.
Do
you have family share yet?
Well, once upon a time. But you guys disowned
There's
me.
There's been a lot of OS reinstalls going on lately, so I think we need to set up.
Yeah,
set up
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
All right, what else are people playing? Bobby? I mean,
for me, I will be...
You're both white, so...
Upping my Steam level, so I'll share how that goes, and then also playing more Witcher 2, streaming again this week.
Witcher 3.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Fuck. Sorry. Super Witcher 3. Weird. And, I'll get it right.
I'll be playing those games that I bought, hopefully. So I don't.
The ones you told us about for 15 minutes. I'm excited about those.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. An asshole. All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chad, and myself, we're all adults here. So I'm going to say titties.